Okay. So I don't know who this is. Who's 805-857? Yes,
it's
Pete,
Sherry.
Who are you?
It's
you have a question?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, today is my daughter's birthday, and I was wondering if there is anything you can share with me about my daughter.
Yes, there is.
So you wondered, now you ask the question, Sherry.
Gosh, I'm driving my car, so bear with me. But
we like that. That's all right. We like that.
You're helping me drive.
S-H-E-R-R-I?
No, just S-H-E-R-I. So does she have any special animal communication abilities?
She does, and you should slow down a little bit.
How could she fulfill that talent?
Because Cecil's dead.
Well, this is true.
Who is Cecil, Sherry?
Cecil is a lion in Africa that was just hunted down by a dentist. A trophy hunter.
He had to tie me to the back of a vehicle and drag lure Cecil out of the National Forest so he could be then skewered and shot.
And she loves lions. She had a male lion tattooed on her right shoulder. Is that Cecil?
His graven image.
Is she a powerful animal leader?
That's your relative.
Is there anything that you'd like to say to me?
Beware, Leo the lion.
How about the fire season coming up in California?
We didn't set the world on fire.
Is there anything I need to be aware of going into this fire season?
Keep that to salt and water.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's all I have for now, Bob.
Okay, thanks, Sherry. Very good. Let's see. Who's next? Well, you've been waiting a while. Go ahead, Sheila.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Sheila. Hello, you do. Glad you could pull yourself away from your busy consumption of entertainment on Saturday night.
It's quite
wonderful. We're going to take up symmetry this time, darling. We'd like some.
You're saying this painting is not symmetrical enough?
Correct.
Well, I have the arc in the middle. That's interesting. I was trying to give it more movement for it being less symmetrical.
We know.
The seraphim and the cherubim, or the seraph and the cherub, should they be equal in distance from each other and in size?
Well, or perspective. So you can get away with a lot of stuff, but come on, damn.
So I have Elijah and his chariot in the upper right. Would that be correct so far? Okay. So then there needs to be something balancing it on the left side.
Precisely.
What would you suggest?
Daniel and the lion's den.
That's timely.
Oh, and the rest of your thing is in Bob's inbox if you ever get him to it.
Is it a song?
Do.
And what about the trumpets?
Blow them.
How many trumpets are there in the painting?
There better be 7.
So that should be also symmetrical.
1 in the middle and 3 to the flank and 3 to the aft. That would make 7, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Okay, so if they got real, real equal and real, real even, that'd be symmetrically balanced, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Now, on your little lamp thing, your little spew of smoke is way out of proportion to the whole thing. You know this.
Yes.
Okay.
What about the vessels that are around the ark?
Clean out those.
Should there
embellish
be a certain
those,
number?
11. Embellish them a little more. You're going all the way to the vow of judgment? It's an 11. Certainly. Good. 11's good. We like 11. Wait. That's been a moniker. 11. Yes, 11 of them. That's how many there are. We think we would go with, let's see, 11. Yes.
When you say embellish them, they would have a relief pattern on them? Or a release image?
Do. You already worked that out. You fought with yourself long enough over it. Why do you want to fight with us?
I'm asking questions to resolve it.
No, but you fight once you get out of our ear, or you think out of our earshot. We know what goes on, darling. That's why we adore your foundational garments already anyway.
So is the pattern on the vessel similar to the actual patterns in the photographs that I have?
Yes.
Are there any relief images like palm trees or anything that has symbolic?
We sent you the pictures. Use those. Go to the acanthus leaf and then go belter right after that. You know, get some Church of God gold in there, some little gold dorade armalou, and dress it up a little bit. Don't you concur? Oh, good. We thought you did.
When I look through the structure, when I look through the arc at the other side of the second arch looking through,
yes.
What is on the other side of that?
Another arch with the square caps on the acanthus leaf capital column. Then the box on top of that. Look very closely to that minute detail. There's lots of goodies in there for you.
The detail, are there actually figures?
There are.
So when you say there's another arch after I look through the second arch, you mean they're just like arches that keep going on in infinity, smaller and smaller? Like a refraction?
Kind of.
Like you said to use some imagery from the Ant-Man movie, so I went to see Ant-Man last week.
Yay.
So the imagery in there is that when he kept going smaller and smaller into the particles?
I could.
Is that what you suggest?
Paint it and see if you like it. We can't make you like it.
Would it be kind of a mirror effect to the arch? Like when you're looking through a mirror, through a mirror, through a mirror?
Probably.
The sort of thing I had at Jekyll Island that time?
Yeah, we like that. Only drop all that damn contemporary crap. We don't want any of that shit.
Hi, and Carolyn asked me to ask Sheila to ask how could she make it different rather than, I guess, literal. What differences could she put into it? Modern crap?
Yeah, no modern crap.
So how can she make it not so literal?
Well, she'll have to do that.
Ask about that, Sheila.
That's kind of how I work, isn't it? Literal?
No.
We hope so.
Not anymore.
We hope so.
The majority, Dr. Dean and Bob over JW and Ginny, have voted for not the literal.
But I hope for it, and that's how I work.
No. Ion's not in charge of the paintings. Are you in charge of the painting, Ion?
We can't even convince her to use her walnut glaze.
Yeah, you can. That's all I've been using.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ion, you're not even paying attention. He doesn't even know what you're using, Sheila. You know, I don't think we should follow Aya's advice in any sense.
So should I be using
automatic pilot?
Should I be using a different walnut glaze? Should I be adding something to it?
A little bit.
A little bit of turpentine?
Yes.
Okay, so thin it out.
A tiny bit. You see, your viscosity of what you're painting is not where it's going to be. So you need a lighter glaze than what you're using. I mean, you're painting in a swamp.
You mean the atmosphere I painted?
Yes.
Yeah, kind of hot.
And sticky.
The pool of magma that I have on the bottom, is that correct?
Could be a little more visceral, but it's okay.
More visceral meaning...
ask
like...
Bob.
Yeah, ask me.
Okay.
Yeah, put in some of that modern crap.
That's not more
That's
visceral.
Like visceral. Electric media, proprioceptive, and visceral. That's the definition of electric media. So, yep. That's why he said, ask Bob. I'm the expert on visceral. So put in some of that modern crap there, Sheila. I have walked right into it. A rope-a-doped ion.
Rope-a-dope.
Yeah, I laid here passively.
And I am the pool of magma. I have a ring of fire around. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Johnny Cash is famous here.
And when you say the pillar of smoke is way too big, should I not make it so that it looks like it's a volcano, or should I just keep it more smoke?
It looks more like a sebaceous cyst presently, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's too big.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a ganglion cyst with its little feelers are reaching down too deep. We definitely can discern its heart beating.
So the lightning is kind of Gustave Doré-ish. Is that too much?
No, because see, we can't get you out of the wave. You're going to be okay. If we tone it all down, nobody's going to want to look at it. But you just overt on some things and not enough on some other things. So balance, 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 balance. Turn it upside down. If it looks good, then too, okay, good. If you can't tell which way to do it, okay, fine. But right now you're a little side heavy. Don't you concur?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. We were nervous in the service.
And I have the cloud ending on the left, and there's color in the sky.
Yeah.
The balance is that okay? Should the cloud go all the way across?
You're driving, darling.
And when you say Daniel in the lion's den.
Yes. We mean Daniel in the den of the lion.
So you suggest I read that passage?
Oh, you might be all right to do that, yeah.
Is that sarcasm?
You're so funny. You're so funny. Well, you think if you're going to paint a literal picture of Daniel in the lion's den, it might be helpful to actually read the version of Daniel in the actual lion's den, what it was like.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure if you need some help, we'll probably put you to something in Wikipedia.
I appreciate that. Does the cherub have two faces?
At least.
So you recommend more?
Sure.
Can you give me a number?
7.
Oh.
That's a number.
What is that? So the cherub has 7 faces, Ion?
Yes.
Does a seraph have 6 wings?
Yes.
Are there any other imagery from Ant-Man that I've missed or that I should be aware of?
The dorm.
What do you mean by dorm? Like a dorm room?
Dormer.
I don't understand dormer. You mean the structure that's like a dormer?
Did you eat the movie?
Did I eat the movie? Oh, like Jeffrey Dormer?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Palmer? Did I eat the movie?
Did you eat the movie?
I ate at the movie.
Okay.
I don't understand. Did I eat the movie? Ant-Man?
Wasn't some Jeffrey Dahmer guy a cannibal?
No, that was Hannibal Lecter, yeah. He liked the brains and eggs.
Are you referring to cannibalism?
No.
Got me stumped on that one, I am.
Yummy. Stumped both early in the day.
Sheila, Carolyn was saying something to me, and I was eavesdropping. You know?
Yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer was a Milwaukee cannibal. So, Ion, were you referring sidewise to Dahmer when you were saying the other word, which I've forgotten now, Dormer?
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter, yes.
Okay, Sheila, get to a pointed point.
Well, I'm stumped on that. I don't know how Hannibal or Jeffrey Dahmer fits into.
Well, be real nice to Dr. Carolyn Dean, and maybe she'll forward you the pictures. If you ask her real nice, maybe it'll help.
Okay, Carolyn, do you know what pictures
she is? Yeah, I went back to my email. There's a whole bunch of them. I'll forward them. You don't even have to ask nice.
Hey,
so I asked mainly.
Yeah.
Put some testosterone into it.
Send me the pictures, bitch.
Yeah, like that.
That bitch better have my money, that's right.
Oh, but Ion, these are the same pictures we keep sending Sheila every day.
I know. And they,
really?
They don't seem to be helping yet, do they?
I see. Okay, there's three sets. Okay, here they come.
Okay, thank you, Sheila.
Thank you, Ion. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Carolyn.
You're welcome, darling. Get lucky. Get
welcome,
lucky.
You're welcome, darling.
Get lucky.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Doug, did you have a question for Ion?
Oh, it's not Doug. It's Heather.
Hey, Heather.
You were just talking about Hannibal Lecter. How do you like the third season?
It's a little dicey.
Yeah, do you like Richard Armitage's portrayal of the Red Dragon?
Yeah, that's the glib part. It's not very good, but yeah, it's okay. It lacks a little, don't you think?
I like the beginning sequence. It kept kind of showing how he became the Red Dragon, which was kind of interesting.
Was the essence of it, I think.
But what about Dominion? What are we supposed to be getting out of that show? I'm not really getting anything out of it.
Well, there's just not much there. We're trying to catch up some of the little fellers.
Yeah, the last episode had something about the opening of the vials, the different, you know, vial of darkness, and all that type of thing.
That's right. It's coming. And your Earth is starting to respond, too. So sometimes when you put it in the cloud, you got to get everything in the cloud to get it out of the cloud, to get back to the cloud. So you'll know what hits you when it hits you. When what hits you, you know what hits you because you had to know what the hit you was that you had to be scared of that was going to get you. Otherwise, the hit you wouldn't get you because you didn't know it was got you. Because until you got you, the hit you get you can't get you. Because it can't get you if you ain't got you. You can't die of cancer if you ain't got no cancer. But we're even going to take care of that very soon.
You're going to take care of cancer?
Dr. Dean's going to have a manual.
What about all those different doctors, all these holistic, whatever, alternative doctors that are turning up dead? Is there a story behind that?
Their homeopathy got the best of them, huh?
I guess.
It's a little dabadoo.
A lot of conspiracy websites that, you know, the
Bob pays those cats so they'll stay around to make his world better. He gives them money. He donates private anonymously to their campaign so they have enough money. They think people really like them, so they have something to stir about so he can be the National Enquirer so that he can have them say, see what idiots you idiots are? The idiots can't even tell that the idiots are running the asylum.
How are you liking the second season of The True Detective?
That's Bob.
I like the second season of True Detective. Paranoid people, scared people, lousy jobs, being a cop. Telling people, warning people off of being a cop. Or a detective.
Yeah, kind of like Primus at the Chocolate Factory, huh?
Yes.
Is that a movie or what is that?
I don't know. I just agree.
When my mom was pregnant with me, she had an incident where she was sitting on the back porch or something, and she felt a presence behind her above, off the ground, some kind of, you know, entity or something. I always wanted to know who or what that was.
Well, you'd say us.
Non-physical?
Yes.
What was it doing?
Encouraging.
Okay. She said yeah, she was just upset or whatever, and she had the message that the baby, you know, either was in trouble or was deformed or something, so that she felt the whatever it was, presence go through her and heal the baby is what she interpreted it as.
We did a little fix sticks. Okay.
Was that just at her using her own power or?
We helped. It's no worries.
Well, that's good. I appreciate it.
Well, you're doing pretty good so far. Most of your limbs are holding on to your body pretty good, so that's good. I got one other toe I'm working on a little bit. Don't worry about it. I got it.
That right toe that doesn't have feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened.
It's okay. So a little neuropathy, but we got it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I've started swimming 3 times a week, and I'm really enjoying, you know, that physicalness and trying to kind of reconnect with that because I've got a desk job and I don't really do much physically. So I think that's something that's going to be good.
It's all good.
Is there anything else I can kind of suggest or anything where I can kind of start maybe just using my stored energy, fat. We don't have energy, but...
Fat bourbon, that might be fun.
That'll burn that away, yeah.
It'd be nice.
What are you talking about, Heather?
Manhattan.
I can't tell if he's joking or not.
Manhattan.
You can't tell whether I'm joking. That was the topic?
I just started exercising, and I said
She asked, is there anything else she should try? We said bourbon. Specifically Manhattan's.
Or you'd forget whatever was wrong, yeah.
We don't see anything wrong. Now you're enjoying the rightness. We're enjoying the right part so you don't have to get left. Even 3 lefts make a right, though.
When I first talked to you, that was a couple of years ago, you were telling me, you know, whatever was in danger, you know, kind of if I didn't get happier or whatever, I feel happier, I guess. I don't know.
Talking to you doesn't want to make normal people want to blow their brains out anymore.
That's good. So
that's good. That's very good. Yeah. We think you're on the road to Whaleville.
So still, yeah, work for the suicide hotline or something.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. They won't stay around, though. No. But now that we like that business, though, getting rid of them, getting rid of those that ain't going to stay anyway, that's okay. You're assisting. You'd be the new Dr. Kevorkian for us. We won't kill you. We'll talk to you on the suicide line, and you'll want to kill yourself. And your famous line will be, blah, 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 go on, kill yourself.
What's the deal with, I mean, all the abortion videos coming out this week, that kind of, that meme? Why is that coming about?
It's to show you
what's
how
the
silly
meme?
It is.
All these different videos about the selling aborted fetuses for parts, you know, selling them for parts, and then the public outcry over, oh, my God, they send a lion. It's what now?
The tissue donation.
Well, for years they've said that, yeah, aborted fetal cells were in vaccines, and I don't know if that's one of the things that came from or not. I was just wondering why that's coming out now, you know, more if it's just an election issue or if that's part of that type of thing.
It's just all in good fun.
If a baby's aborted, it doesn't get a soul yet, right, because it didn't take its first, that comes with the first breath, right?
Life begins at conception.
But the soul enters at the first breath or whatever, is that right?
They're not aborting the soul, they're aborting the fetus.
So it's still a God, right?
In tandem, yes. Oh, but wait, if it was a God, you couldn't kill it. Uh-oh.
That's
true, we're having
yeah.
a little bump. Aren't we having a little bump there, see? A little baby bump. Yeah, a little bump. That's nice. But everybody's supposed to turn gay, and nobody's going to be having any more babies, so I guess they'll run out of fetuses, won't they?
But do I guess so. Did each of us that are still alive, we at some point made a conscious decision to be born to a mother that wouldn't abort us, right?
You don't have many naysayers on that one. The ones that chose to be with mothers that did have the abortions, they don't really have much to say about it. So I guess the eyes have it. The eyes have it on that one.
But yeah, I was just wondering what happens to them. They just go to another world.
They go sit on the outside gates of heaven and wait till Jesus comes back and splits the eastern sky so all the babies that weren't baptized can get into heaven, something like that. But then heaven's overrated anyway, so there you go. I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of the car.
That's usually little saints or something sitting on dashboards. I don't know if that really helps or not.
Yeah, some Grady Nut.
So what's some other good shows on TV right now?
They're all sort of.
Did you like Penny Dreadful?
Sort of done, don't you think?
Oh, I thought they were going to have a third season.
Oh, no, we weren't referring to the season. You asked what we thought of it and what we liked, and we said it seemed kind of done.
Well, it had people engaging power, but it was in kind of a, you know, monstrous sort of way, or, you know, inverted sort of way that destroyed
mm-hmm.
them, whatever, you know, power
mm-hmm.
it was.
It gobbled them up.
Yeah. Did you like anything about Salem?
It was okay. Here's a fun one. You might try The Witches of East End.
Are they canceled, or?
It doesn't even matter anymore.
Okay, thank you, Heather. All right.
Eat more protein. Eat more protein.
I'm drinking that collagen protein. I don't know if that's enough. I ate a steak the other day, but that's still not enough.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, I wish I could do that every day.
Well, you can. Beg Dr. Dean, maybe she'll help you.
With protein?
Mm-hmm. She's all about that.
Yeah, you sound weak, Heather. So weak, I can't even bother telling you. You're weakening me.
I'm weakening
you. Your frequency is very
sieve.
Muffled.
Your sieve is a drain, a vacuum.
That's why
they stopped making Breaking Bad.
Watching too much TV, bad
no,
TV.
No, you just need more protein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the good kind, the tough kind, the hardware kind.
Just go out and just start gnawing on the cow.
Yeah, just order up a cow. Are you isolated? Are you in a rural, isolated region?
Yeah. It's kind of a crossroads between several different, you know, Lubbock, Wichita Falls, Dallas, Waco, you know, just kind of in the middle of all those out in the middle of nowhere.
Did you say Waco?
Well, you know, kind of in the middle of all these different places. Just kind of
Carrollton.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in Georgia, Heather?
No, Texas.
Oh,
Carrollton,
did you say Waco?
Texas, Bob. Carrollton,
yeah.
Texas, Bob.
I can't make out any of the names she said. I'm just stabbing at one. Did I hear Waco?
Long way from Waco.
Dallas, Lubbock, all these different places.
You got to go live in a city for a while. Get energized.
That wicked
you're not projecting. You're not
that
projecting in your voice. There's no making going on. I don't know what you're doing with your voice, but it's just not projecting.
It's not loud enough, yeah.
Yeah, it's not forceful enough. It's weak.
Yeah, I'm a counselor, so I just listen to people all week. I think I lose my voice.
Oh, yeah. Don't do that.
Terrible.
Did you say you were a cow puncher?
Counselor. But cow puncher would work, too.
No, I didn't get it. He's cow something. Anybody know what he said? She said?
Counselor.
Oh, counselor. Oh,
so you're picking up on all the negative energy of
right.
The people who are talking at you.
Not negative, Karen. Weak energy.
Weak.
They're vampiring you. Off your passivity.
I try to be cheerful, but then, yeah, by the end of the week, I'm just tired. So.
That's right. Well, you got nothing to give, you got nothing to give. What's that line by Ayn? When you have nothing to give, and you can't give anybody in that situation anything.
I quit working on other people. I just try to have fun, do something I enjoy. If they enjoy it, that's it.
While at work.
Yeah, basically. Whatever I can get away with.
Okay. That's it. We'll move on. Thanks a lot, Heather.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, you got a question, Mark?
Bob, I have one question for you. In Explorations and Communication, when Ted Carpenter came into the Aboriginals and they never thought about sex until a picture was taken, and
right.
When the men looked at the picture, then they were sexual and were aggressive to the women. Could you explain why that happened?
The photograph was an extension, right? It opened a new reality to them, and it altered their perception of the women. That's what media do. They create new attitudes, new desires, new images. So I don't know how accurately they saw the photograph, because when these Aboriginal people watch movies, since they don't have a linear narrative training, when something would go off screen, it didn't make any sense to them when it came back on the screen. They thought that once it was off the screen, it was gone. So don't know how they saw the photographs, but it was a new experience, and it changed their attitudes toward women. It's a registering a perceptual change.
You say when a new media comes in, something old is obsolete. So what was obsolete when they came into that new media?
Their old relationship with women, which I guess you said sex was not an issue or something?
Well, no, sex was not a problem. It's that the intent and they coveted.
Right, well, a photograph's a hot, what McCoon called a hot medium. So it would fragment and emphasize a particular aspect, largely visual, of the woman. So the native guys would start focusing on that fragmented part, and that would make them violent. It's sort of like pornography. Or the old American thing in Mechanical Bride, he shows in the 50s how, you know, Americans go after a woman's legs. They look at a particular body part. So that fragmented view of the female body is a result of visual media like the photograph or hot media. Before that, they didn't see the body as in parts or fragmented limbs. they responded to probably some low-definition tactile feeling. So that would be my instant rationale. You're reading the Galaxy now. That's the boat of battle between the verbal and the pictorial. You'll see him mention that.
I think you and Roxana in the last video talked about that it was obsolete, and you talked about, I played it about three times, but it was difficult to understand.
Well, here's, listen to this. The word obsolete means it's more prominent. McClellan means by obsolete that there's more of it. When the jet airplane came in, it obsolesced the automobile, so the whole family started driving cars. The kids got cars, mothers got cars. It was an obsolete medium, so it spreads. The real action, the formation, the forming of things, it's called constitutive. What is constituting reality is the new unnoticed medium, the unnoticed technology. What's extended, that is invisible. So people start doing the older medium in excess.
Gutenberg Galaxy, a relevant book to read still?
Sure, yeah. Any of McClellan's books are important. They're about stuff you don't know. You don't know what you're reading there. It's all new. And even though it's an old medium, the printing press, it is about the history before the printing press and after, which you wouldn't know anything about. That's why no McClellan books are to be retired.
Well, the interesting thing is the dichotomy between the Roman Mass and the Catholic Mass, because you do the ear and the eye. They're two different aspects, and they're completely incompatible, but yet it's formulated into one book.
What's the book?
The Bible.
You're saying the Catholic Mass and the Roman Mass. What's the difference?
Because of the ear and the eye.
What is a Roman Mass? I got to get your definitions. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that's out of the book of Gutenberg Galaxy, is that the Roman Mass. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the Roman Mass is. I don't even know what the Catholic Mass is. I'm just reading.
Okay, what is the Catholic Mass?
Liturgy. Whatever. Sounds like puking. Liturgy.
So the Catholic Mass, you mean before the printing press?
No, that's after. The Roman Mass was manuscript.
The Catholic Mass is where they translate it for people.
Yes, they translate
it. Read it into the vernacular. Yeah, there's a difference.
It's a huge difference, but they try to make it into one. They try to compress hundreds of years.
Well, McClellan used to criticize the Vatican for doing that. He did that often. He would write articles pointing out how they didn't understand the difference between oral media and visual media. He criticized them. They appointed him an advisor to their communications department and then never spoke to him.
Well, of course, how could they speak to him? He had the truth. They were idiots.
Yeah, they tend to be that way.
Tend to be that? Bob, I'm being recorded. I'm going to shut up. Next guest.
You're being recorded. You signed a paper allowing me to use it whatever way I want to.
Of course.
Okay, that's your question of Ion.
So the seven faces of Dr. Lau by Tony Randall, is that a good representation of a cherub?
No. Well, it's a good representation if you're Aleister Crowley, but no.
When I play drums, I always close my eyes and I look up.
You don't play drums. Drums play you.
And that means the mystery body, I'm a reflection of that performing.
Sorry, all the bodies have now been cremated.
Well, so I'm dust in the wind.
Pretty much.
I can deal with that. That's fine. So, Aya, what do you think about the idea that I mentioned to Sheila for the visceral part of the Ring of Fire, putting an Echoplex pedal as an image and a Fender Twin Deluxe Reverb amplifier. Does that work in the painting?
More of an amplifier.
Can you describe amplifier?
We just did.
What is an amplifier?
If an amplifier amplifies, if empathy embraces, an amplifier would be a magnified empathy.
So that's called a reamp, where you can take any instrument as an amplifier and put it into a box, and it reamps itself into the board with perfect impedance. So you don't distort the signal.
Correct.
Hey, Ian, what do you think of Mark's suggestion to Sheila to put the image of the amplifier in the painting? Is that what you consider modern crap, Ion?
Well, it's in the diagram that Dr. Dean has private, the key, you can put the key in there on the renderings and your damn octad ridiculous thing in the northern wing.
You're saying Sheila can put the, whatever the word was you
the
said,
key.
In there.
She could put the key in there.
The key. And that would refer to the instrument?
The documents that Dr. Dean has in his notes.
Well, what about Mark's suggestion?
Mm-hmm.
Putting an amplifier in the painting.
No. Modern
would you
shit.
Would you be?
No.
Modern shit. It's modern shit, Mark.
No. Computer
what
said
about the,
no.
What about the Echoplex pedal?
Computer said no.
So, can we talk about sudden passing? We just had a phenomenal person pass away who was a mentor, a great individual, a wonderful entertainer, and that was Roddy Rowdy Piper. What constitutes a sudden passing?
He's not passed. He's in Tijuana, Mexico. And Rhonda Russe knows all about it.
He faked his death.
Well, yeah, he's a showman. He's a greater showman than Michael Jackson or most anybody else. A tremendous athlete. He performed 92 days straight at professional wrestling. It's amazing the outpouring of all the people that we consider icons in the entertainment world of the Android meme that are shocked about his passing. So I was wondering what a sudden passing is. I don't think he committed suicide because it was so sudden. But Ion says it was a planned vacation.
He's on his way to Cabo, and he's in Tijuana, Mexico.
Where's Cabo?
Mexico.
Yeah, where the new Luke concert's going to be. Luke, Ryan, we can hang out for 2 days and hang out with the country star. It figures that Ion's on that track.
What is the track, Mark? What are you talking about?
The track is for these superstars that create these all-inclusive cruises or entertainment packages where all the fans go down, they book all the rooms and go in and have all-inclusive drinks and stuff, and it's a fan fest in an environment that's pre-booked, hopefully filled by these superstars. They do it on cruise ships. They do it on the Playa, the Riviera. And Ion says
that, Playa del Mar. Playa del Mar.
Yeah, Playa del Mar, excuse me. And apparently Roddy's going down there to be an incarnate personality down there in another dimension, I guess.
Is he in another Rhonda's dimension, going. Ion?
No, this dimension. Rhonda's going right after the UFC 190. She's going right down to see him. Don't worry, she's got it all under control. Rhonda Rousey.
Do we need rose-colored glasses to see this stuff, Ion? We can't see it with our eyes, so what optics do we need to see this stuff?
Well, Well, see, that's with a lot of things. You and your damn lying eyes, we can't convince you of most anything. We've just now got you in the notion of the motion of the lotion of renewed. People are actually growing limbs back on their bodies. People are just now finding out, oh my God, this renewed stuff is wonderful, blah, 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 blah. We're like, well, we told you, and then we told you, and then we told you what we told you. Then we started pouring in the bathtub, and Bob kept pulling the plug, and then decided to start providing it, and then made it so wonderful that people couldn't get it out of the bottle. That made it even more precious indeed. You could own it, but still separate yourself from it. So now people are just wearing it around their neck as jewelry, trying to get the goodie out of it. It's good stuff, but it's great fun.
What's the topic you're just discussing, Ion?
Renew.
Is Renew the lamp oil?
No, it's the axle grease. It's the axle grease.
The skin product.
What is the lamp oil?
Does it goes in the lampstand.
Okay, what is that it goes into the lampstand?
Lamp oil.
Thank you for showing me how to participate in my indulgences.
It's all good. Bob, aren't you going to play the ink spots yet?
You said they keep telling you, Mark, you mean Ion does?
They showed me how to pick an addiction and work it out in a biological factor. That's all I want to say for now.
Who showed you this?
Ion. You could just figure this out.
Okay, going to play a song by the Ink Spots. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
It's for you, Mark.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you, no other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
I don't want to set the world on fire, honey. I love you too much. I just want to start a great big flame down in your heart. You see, way down inside of me, darling, I have only one desire, and that one desire is you. And I know nobody else ain't gonna do.
I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just wanna be the one you love. And with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Nice. Oh, any comment, Mark?
Bob, when I grew up, I was fearful of life and what would happen. I never expected to have non-physical to be part of me in a loving state.
Right.
Well, that's funny, Seth, but it's pretty good otherwise.
Hi, is that the factory sound?
Yes, it is.
Is that the eye block?
No. Just a little leftover stuff. Put it in the bucket.
Thank you, Lion.
Yeah,
thank you, Bob.
Mark.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Mark. So you take some of the music I play, and you and Gail get ideas for songs to perform?
Well, yeah, because it's music. Because you play
right.
It live. We've talked about this. It infuses us. And I'm going to put pictures on the dupes about what we're doing. It's phenomenal what's happening. I actually went to work, and I said, I'm not going to work. I'm going to play. And my whole attitude has changed.
Yeah.
I am entering Iandom. I mean, I'm ascending. My music, we're not getting any money for it, but yet we're, it's not Bitcoins, it's Ion coins that's happening.
Right.
It's like you talk about the wealth. I mean, what more do I need? I got the health formula, I've got non-physical.
You do need bread.
K-N-E-A-D,
yeah.
He's punning. You pun.
Yes.
So you're saying I give you ideas of songs you haven't heard before, so you guys rehearse them and put them into your repertoire, right?
We don't rehearse, we create. It brings
the suggestion.
The joy of music. What you play, Bob, is the joy of music.
Oh, Diane Bish, we love Diane Bish. We love Diane Bish. She does too.
Diane Bish?
You know, Bish. B-I-S-H. Bish.
B-I-C-H.
American organist and composer. And she produces the Joy of Music television series.
Yes.
Joy
great.
Of Music television series.
She plays big organs all around the world.
I got to build an organ when I was in college in Southern Oregon. It was a beautiful pipe organ.
Oh, in the Willamette Valley.
South of the Willamette Valley. But yeah, it was down there. It was a beautiful organ, Ion. It was incredible.
We hear that all the time.
You must hear billions and billions of organs. Do you see the sound?
We are the sound.
So you are 32 hertz to 16 hertz to the piccolo at 20,000. You are all
elementally,
that?
Elementally.
With all the harmonics?
Mm-hmm.
And you see the vibration of every atom and molecule?
Yeah.
In patterns? As individuals?
As elements.
You weed the chaff out?
Don't have to.
Because we self-weed them out?
We can have modulate ourselves.
But if you have non-physical attached to us, isn't that something good?
Can be.
Well, I would always accept it as good.
You all right. Ain't nothing wrong here. You growing.
Bob, again, to have non-physical attached to you, and to understand what that means is huge. It's un-fucking believable. It's tremendous. And with your completed formulas and stuff, the things that are happening around Gail and me are amazing. Completely amazing. When I talk about it at work, I have no fear about talking about this stuff at work. They can accept
right.
it or not. And I just dosed a person with the drops under his tongue, and they said, it's going to kill me. I said, I don't know. It might. I have no idea.
Tell him it did already.
And I said, you got the, you know, you got 144,000 chromosomes. It's up to you to figure out what to do with it.
Paul, I appreciate the effort. Our little contribution.
The effort, it's the environment. It's the whole show.
It's
everything. Yeah, it's amazing. I missed the music tonight, so I have no idea. That's my loss.
There was no Vesto. You don't have to be bothered with it. It's not a lot of jibber-jabber
shit. There was no Vesto at all?
I know.
I think you'll like it. Mark, I think the music, a little bit more of the oldies on in there, I think you'll dig it. It got good reviews.
I listened to Green Onions at work. I picked up some old R&B and stuff. And boy, is that the truth. Ian, I have to ask one more question about music in different cultures. Why don't you play world music?
World music, that's a category, Ion.
Like belly dancing music. I used to play belly dancing drums when I was 17. There's a wealth of music, African music. There's all kinds of music. Why don't you play other music for us?
You don't seem to respond to what we play to.
I would. Anything with rhythm I would respond to. I don't care what time it's in, 5, 7, 12, 13, 6, 4, 1, two-quarter time. I would respond to it. We would respond to it.
Okay, y'all, we don't want to hear any crying when we play this gibberish, and then everybody says, oh, my God, this is terrible.
Right?
He's playing Nebuchadnezzar's nigger music. We can't have any more of this. And,
that's why I've never asked you for more hair, because if I asked you for my male balding pattern, you would give me 14 feet of hair. So I don't do
Goldilocks
that. But I would like
hair
to have some different music.
Okay.
Thank you. Bob, I'm done. Something like an idiot.
Just so you know.
Okay, caveat exemptor. I don't need Saturn music, Jupiter music, Pluto music, something here on the Earth in the last 500 years.
Fleetwood
Mac.
Okay, well, thank you, Mark.
Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac down. So thanks a lot, Mark. Thank you for your contribution.
Thank you.
All right, good. Glad you like us.
Always.
All right. Always. All right.